there's new evidence that sugary drinks are making us fat. New studies are providing a lot of evidence in favor of government curbing the consumption of soft drinks and fruit juices in schools. The research is from the New England Journal of Medicine. Deborah Kotz, the Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe, writes about it and joins us live now to talk about it. Hey, Deb.
Hey there.
So three new studies are involved. What exactly do they say?
Well, the studies basically find that two of them are showing were actually trials conducted in children, in both overweight children and normal weight children, finding that when they replaced sugary beverages like fruit juice and sugary sodas with a calorie-free beverage, that could be water or some sort of sweetened calorie-free drink, that the kids lost weight or gained less weight over time. That said, once they, you know, went back to their normal habits, these kids started to gain weight again. So, you know, the researchers were saying, look, this really provides some pretty strong evidence that even this one element in the diet, if you manipulate that, if you take that away, you can make some difference in terms of how much fat and weight kids are gaining.
How much weight per year are kids putting on just from drinking sodas and juice?
Hard to say, but, you know, these studies found that, you know, on average, you know, in overweight children, they were looking for weight loss because these kids were really obese teens. So they lost about an average of 4 pounds over the course of the year when they replaced those drinks. They also found that in adults, sugary beverages can make a difference because people who are genetically predisposed to obesity, when they have those sugar-sweetened beverages, they tend to have a much higher risk of becoming overweight than people who have those same obesity genes but don't drink sugar-sweetened beverages. So it can also play a role in adult weight gain.
Do you think we'll see a lot now quoting these three studies when it comes to those who want policies regulating how many sugary drinks we can have?
I do think so. You know, I spoke to somebody who had traditionally, a researcher who had traditionally been very opposed to policies, to federal policies and to state policies that have been limiting sugary beverages in schools and really trying to provide more free water to students, which is occurring this year. And I asked him what he thought of this, and he said, finally, this is the evidence that I've been looking for. I mean, I definitely would like to see more evidence and would like to see, you know, longer-term studies, but I think we're on the road here to really seeing some evidence. So, you know, I think, you know, clearly the beverage industry is not going to get on board with this, though they do say that they themselves are trying to encourage children to be drinking, you know, non-caloric kinds of beverages as well. But I think that, you know, researchers who have been naysayers who have taken money from the industry are beginning to come around a little bit. And I think these studies are helping because people like to know that when you institute these kinds of policies, there's some evidence to back them up.
Good to talk to you, Deb.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Daily Dose health blogger Deborah Kotz. It is 4:54.